PCJ Radio International presents the longest-running international show, The Happy Station Show, produced and presented by Keith Pehon.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome again to another edition of your Sunday program, Happy Station, from PCJ Radio International. And as always, it's very nice to have you with us once again. Yes, it is always happiness and happiness. It makes no sense. I'm going on and on about the happiness of happiness of happiness. Do you know what that means? Well, if you know what that means, please write me, PCJQSL at PCJmedia.com, and let me know. Yes, it's just absolute gibberish. You know, I'm just going on, but nothing, really. I just want to, good mood, you know, it's just absolutely fantastic mood. I don't know why. Yes. I mean, I haven't been in good mood like this for a long time. Actually, no, I have to be honest. It's very rare that I'm actually in a bad mood. Anyway, nice to have you with us. And it's been a very interesting week because I've been watching the latest season, the latest series of House of Cards, starring Kevin Spacey. Well, he's a phenomenal actor. He's a, you know, there's some actors which you call a one-dimensional actor. It doesn't matter what character, what movie they're in, they always kind of more or less play the same character. Kevin Spacey, on the other hand, is of a wide spectrum of characters. And he plays Frank Underwood in the series, which is quite fantastic. And as I was watching the series this week, I thought, you know what? Maybe this week's Happy Station, we should begin with a song by Kevin Spacey. Now, you're saying to yourself, what, Kevin Spacey recorded an album? Well, yes and no. A number of years ago, he produced a film in which he starred in called Beyond the Sea, which is the musical biography of Bobby Darin. And instead of just lip-syncing to tracks that Bobby Darin had recorded, no, they didn't do it that way. Kevin Spacey, because he has performed on the musical stage before, decided to sing the songs himself. So here is Kevin Spacey and Simple Song of Freedom.
Come and sing a simple song of freedom. Sing it like you've never sung before. Let it fill the air, tell the people everywhere. We the people here don't want a war. Hey there, Mr. Black Man, can you hear me? I don't want your diamonds or your game. I just want to be someone known to you as me. And I will bet my life you want the same. Come and sing a simple song of freedom. Sing it like you've never sung before. Let it fill the air. Tell the people everywhere, we the people here don't want a war. 700 million, are you listening? Most of what you read is made of lies. But speaking one to one, ain't it everybody's son to wake to in the morning when we rise? Come and sing a simple song of freedom. Sing it like you've never sung before. Let it fill the air, tell the people everywhere. We the people here don't want a war. Brother Solzhenitsyn, are you busy? If not, won't you drop this friend a line? Tell me if the man who is plowing up your land has got the war machine upon his mind. Come and sing a simple song of freedom. Sing it like you've never sung before.
Freedom.
Let it fill the air. Tell the people everywhere. We the people here don't want a war. Now no doubt some folks enjoy doing battle, like presidents, prime ministers and kings. So let's all build them shells where they can fight among themselves. Leave the people be who love to sing. Come and sing a simple song of freedom.
Freedom.
Sing it like you've never sung before.
Freedom.
Let it fill the air. Tell the people everywhere. We the people here don't want a war. I said let it fill the air. Tell the people everywhere. We the people here don't want a war.
Kevin Spacey and Simple Song of Freedom from the original soundtrack to the movie Beyond the Sea, a movie which is about Bobby Darin, the legendary rock and roll and even big band singer and country singer and folk singer. He sang so many different styles during his short life. A fun movie and a fantastic soundtrack. Well, very nice to have you with us today. And this past week, we received a very interesting email, and somebody was wondering something. Now, you may remember a few weeks ago on the show, we played something from the very famous stage production of You Don't Have to Be Jewish. And a number of you have been writing in again asking if it is possible to play something from that musical, or actually it's not a musical, that production again. And yes, we're going to do that right now. We are going to be preparing, as summer is upon us, a couple of very special programs featuring different things. And one of the programs is going to be on that fantastic stage production of You Can't Be Jewish. Actually, they did two stage productions. But for that person, for the people out there who wanted to hear something else from it, this is actually a song that we've played before. And it is probably, you can say, the hit song from the original stage production. It's Frank Gallup singing the Ballad of Irving.
The Ballad of Irving. He was short and fat and rode out of the west with a Mogan David on his silver vest. He was mean and nasty right clear through, which was kind of weird because he was yellow too. They called him Irving. Big Irving. Big Short Irving. Big Short Fat Irving. The 142nd fastest gun in the West. He came from the old bar mitzvah spread with a 10-gallon yarmulke on his head. He always followed his mother's wishes. Even on the range he used two sets of dishes. Irving. Big Fat Irving, Big Sissy Irving, the 142nd fastest gun in the West.
Irving.
141 could draw faster than he, but Irving was looking for 143. Walked into Saul's saloon like a man insane and ordered 3 fingers of 2 cents plain. Irving. Big fat Irving. Big sport Irving. The 142nd fastest gun in the West. One day, Bad Max happened into town. His aim was to shoot Fat Irving down. Bad Max said, "Draw and draw right now." And Irving drew a picture of a cow. Irving, big fat Irving, big gunfighter Irving, the 142nd fastest gun in the West. The James Boys was coming on a train at first sun, and the town said, "Irving, we need your gun." Well, that train pulled in at the break of dawn. Irving's gun was there, but Irving was gone. Irving. Big fat Irving. Big help Irving. The 142nd fastest gun in the West. Well, finally, Irving got 3 slugs in the belly. It was right outside the Frontier Deli. He was sitting there twirling his gun around, and Butterfingers Irving gunned himself down. Irving. Big fat Irving. Big dum-dum Irving. Big dum-dum dead Irving. The 142nd fastest gun in the West.
Frank Gallopan, The Ballad of Irving, from You Don't Have to Be Jewish. Oi. Kafefe. I had to find out some way. I'm not going to explain where that word comes from, but I think everybody will know if I say kafefe, you know. But anyway, nice to have you with us. 50 years ago, yes, 50 years ago, a very well-known album by the Beatles was released, which is Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, which we are preparing a special program for, which we will bring you very soon. But it's also 50 years ago since the piece that we are going to take a listen to next was produced. It was produced by Radio Nederland, the Dutch international service, on July 17th, 1967. And it was part of a series of programs looking at immigration, but where Dutch immigration was going to after the Second World War. And this program is about the Dutch immigrants to Canada, the 100th anniversary of the Dutch immigrants to Canada. Actually, it was going on, of course, before World War II, but a lot, of course, happened after 1945. So we're going to take the listen to this program right now that was broadcast 50 years ago.
In Canada's centennial year, we look back on 100 years of Dutch emigration to Canada. This is the third and last program in this series, Emigration Today. Fluctuations in post-war emigration to Canada are caused by different factors. What really happened may be best described in the book Thwarted Exodus by Peter Hofstede. He writes, up to 1953, the Canadian economy had shown an increase every year. In autumn of 1953, for the first time, a few signs of friction occurred and an economic reaction set in, which also manifested itself in the labour market. It was given much publicity in the Dutch press. Unemployment had become a stereotype conception in the Netherlands. There is no doubt about it that the waning interest in Canada shown by prospective immigrants was partly due to the influence of this publicity. Another factor was Holland's growing prosperity, which made emigration less attractive. And when, in the beginning of the 60s, a shortage of labour in Holland became significant, a sharp drop in emigration occurred. During the past few years, a rising line in emigration in Canada is noticeable. In the two previous programmes on Dutch emigration to Canada, we have heard about the difficult problems faced by the new settlers who arrived in the big wave of the late 40s and the early 50s. We also know a bit more about the hardships put upon the 19th century emigrants. But what is the situation now? What is the impression of the youngest post-war generation arriving in Canada in this centennial year? 22-year-old Rietje van Hoorn, who married in Holland just before she left, now lives in Montreal. She hasn't had many opportunities yet to see more of Canada, but she knows already one thing for certain. Life in Canada is quite different from that in Holland. She finds everything easier, simpler, and less complicated. Here is how Rietje van Hoorn ends her letter recently published in a Dutch weekly. Quite consciously, we have established little contact with other Dutch people, because we came to Canada in the first place to get to know other kinds of people. Our friends are mainly other immigrants, Frenchmen, Englishmen, and an occasional Canadian. The latter are generally very homely and live in their own world where social life seems so important. Anyway, the newspapers are full of it. We don't regret we came to Canada, although what I should like to do when there is a chance is to ride my bike through old Amsterdam again and have a drink at the local cafe. Unquote. There are signs that overpopulation in Holland is once again, as it has been 20 years ago, an important motive for an increasing number of Dutchmen to leave for Canada and elsewhere. But what about the future? And is the current Dutch emigration policy correct? We have asked the opinion of Mr. Sheehan, the emigration attaché of the Canadian Embassy in The Hague.
The policy of the Dutch government, which encourages, to some extent, emigration, with the population pressure here, the Dutch government has decided to have a positive approach to emigration. The policy is not one of actively encouraging emigration, but of giving certain assistance to people who do want to emigrate. This resulted in the formation of the Netherlands Emigration Service and the setting up of the Dutch government emigration subsidy scheme. But if you look at it from a longer-term point of view, with the demographic situation here in Holland, I think the Dutch government's attitude is correct. There has to be a certain level, a certain flow of people out of the country. When you think of the country now with a population of 12.5 million, with the possibility by the end of this century of 20, 21 million, in an area, to compare with Canada, an area the size of Vancouver Island, it's difficult for me, being a Canadian, with my Canadian background, with the Canadian idea of space, to imagine this country with 21 million people, as it is now with 12.5 million people. It's simply too overcrowded.
And then we put another question to Mr. Sheehan. Are the kind of people who are now going to Canada any different from those who went in the years following the Second World War?
The reasons that for which people are leaving are changing. As I said, in the early years after the war, during the years of large numbers of emigrants to Canada, the reasons were mainly economic. It was strictly a question of leaving a country with a difficult economic situation to try to improve oneself, one's position in Canada. Now things have changed. Anyone who wants a job here has one. Housing is improving. The way of life, material benefits of life are catching up with our Canadian standard of living. But the reason that people are going now is strictly to find a place for themselves and for their families, to find a place with a little more space, a little more elbow room. the people who are going to Canada now are usually young families. There are very few farmers going now, which would surprise a lot of people. There are many people who have the idea that the emigration to Canada from Holland is strictly agricultural. This was the case in 1950 or 1951, but it's no longer. The people who are going now to Canada are a cross-section of the Dutch population.
More than 5,000 Dutch emigrants are expected to arrive in Canada this year. This is still far from the peak of 20,000 reached in 1952. Canada is still, as it always has been, at least after the war, the most popular country for prospective Dutch emigrants. 38% of all Dutch emigrants are destined for Canada. 20% leave for Australia. If we compare these figures with the total inflow of emigrants in Canada, the Dutch are almost insignificant. At least 10 times as many Italians and 18 times more people from the British Isles arrive each year in Canada. The figure for Germany is 3 times as high as that for Holland. But enough figures now. Let's ask Mr. Sheehan what the general attitude in Canada is about the Dutch immigrant.
They have done so well for themselves in the post-war period. Many of them are established in businesses. Many have very successful farms, especially in the southern Ontario area. And they're very welcome by Canadian employers, Canadian communities. The Dutch educational system produces very well-qualified trades people, craftsmen, technical people, and professionally qualified people. And these people are very welcome in Canada. There is a strong demand for qualified trades and technical people throughout Canada, and the Dutch people have a reputation of not only being well qualified, but being very adaptable to a new way of life. They learn English extremely rapidly, the ones who do not already speak English. They become members of the Canadian community with no difficulty whatsoever. The demand has been there for many years and will continue to exist. For this reason, we are trying to encourage the emigration to Canada of as many young Dutch people as we can possibly find.
Are these newcomers still going to the traditionally Dutch areas, or is there a change noticeable here as well, Mr. Sheehan?
The settlement of Dutch people in Canada has traditionally been in the southern part of the province of Ontario. The area around Hamilton, London, Kitchener. The reason for this was that the people who went in the years right after the war were from agricultural background, and they went to what was considered to be an extremely good agricultural area, with the result that Dutch people now are very successfully established, many of them, in farms, good farms, in the southern part of Ontario. This pattern is changing to a certain extent, and the western part of Canada is now becoming more attractive as a destination for Dutch immigrants. Of course, with the large concentration of Dutch people in the southern part of Ontario, there is more of an attraction for them there. But there are other areas which are becoming more popular.
As Mr. Sheehan has just said, many Dutch immigrants are very well established in Canada, and most of them feel very Canadian already. But when Queen Juliana visited Ottawa earlier this year, thousands of Dutchmen gathered and cheered their Queen. On that occasion, she addressed her enthusiastic countrymen in Dutch and said,
"Ik hoop dat u allemaal gelukkig bent hier, dat u hier echt een goede toekomst hebt gevonden. Ik kan u verzekeren, ja, u woont hier voor goed, meeste van u. Ik woon hier maar tijdelijk, dat is wat anders. Maar het was goed wonen hier die 5 jaar. En ik hoop allemaal heel erg dat u ook die ervaring hebt. En dat u het allemaal goed maakt en goede zaken doet. En gelukkig bent met uw familie. En veel vrienden hebt hier en niet te verheimen mee. En uw familie thuis wel eens ziet. Als het allemaal het geval is, dan is het, kan het leven goed zijn. En ik ben erg blij om hier te zien."
Summarizing, the Queen said, "I hope you're all very happy. I only lived here temporarily during the war. I assure you that Canada is a wonderful country and life can be very good here. I hope, too, that you will be successful in business and not be too homesick for the friends back in Holland. I have really enjoyed seeing you again. Finally, here is another impression of a young Dutch immigrant who recently arrived in Canada. Piet Sapkus is 22 years old, and I quote, "One hears the stories of Dutch friends who have been back in Holland vacationing. It was nice, of course, they say, but at the same time depressingly crowded. I feel that I've grown out of that sensitive Dutch skin. Housing shortage and overpopulation aren't any pressing problems for me anymore. I'm not involved in these problems any longer, just as little as I'm able to explain to my friends in Holland how the feeling of space has overwhelmed me here in Canada."
Years of Dutch immigration to Canada from Radio Nederland, the Dutch International Service. And of course, that is one of many programs that will be uploaded very shortly at our Patreon page, www.patreon.com/PCJ Radio. We've actually added quite a few things this week. Things that I'm sure that, well, there's the free items, right, that anybody, of course, can access. But those who become patrons can access material that other people can't. And we've put a lot of new material there this week, including a really fun interview that Tom did with the dame of popular music. I don't know if she is a dame now, and that is a Dame Shirley Bassey. Yes, Dame Shirley Bassey speaking to Tom Meyer, which is now available through our Patreon page, as well as an interview that I did in 2010 with Dodie Cowan, who's one half of his and hers. In fact, actually, it's the last interview that she ever did before she passed away, and part one is now available at our Patreon page, so do go and check it out. And once again, the URL for that is very, very simple. It's www.patreon.com/PCJ Radio. All right. Time for music now. Here's Someday One Day, The Seekers.
Hey there.
someday, one day, the Seekers. This year, we're actually going to be launching a new series of programs from PCJ Radio International. Now, it's not going to be continuing, say, weekly series like the other programs that we have. It'll be just a series of programs, and then once those are done, it'll be sometime or maybe a year or so before we produce them again. A little bit in the league, let's say, of from the series that we did from the Radio Netherlands Archives, which is coming back this fall. The series is called Say It With Music. Each program will be 29 minutes, and we'll be looking at popular music. But, of course, that's very wide. I should say they'll be looking at the songbooks and the songbook singers. You know, singers such as Doris Day or, you know, of that genre. And we're now going to take a listen to the signature tune for that program, Say It With Music. And how appropriate, the song itself is called Say It With Music, and it's performed by Ray Conniff. Hello, I'm Keith Perron, host of the Happy Station Show from PCJ Radio International, which next year will celebrate its 90th anniversary. Along with many new listeners that we have attracted over the last 7 years, there are also many of you that tune in who remember the Eddie Starts and Tom Meyer days.
Things are getting to be more improvised any minute. What was the name of this beautiful piece? Nobody knows the trouble I've seen. Kiss it up.
Over the past few years, many of you have commented that you enjoy when we go into the archives and broadcast material that hasn't been heard in decades. With a number of people asking if the Happy Station Show and Radio Nederland archives will be made available. And guess what? Yes. That's right. Yes. The answer is yes.
Can you imagine when Happy Station was only 7 years old, you started listening.
I would like to invite you to become a patron at Patreon. At Patreon, you will be able to hear the latest Happy Station show, and for those who are patrons, you will have full access to unedited Happy Station shows and Radio Netherlands content, both in sound and vision, from the past 89 years. All these sound recordings have been remastered from the original tapes and discs. And let's talk about films for a moment. That's right, Happy Station did produce some films. And we went back to this production studio and remastered them. Now just look at how the original 16mm print looked before. But after spending numerous hours going frame by frame, now look at it.
It was really only a hunch. I had an intuition that he had style enough.
Now, I know that many of you right now would like to see and hear these historical programs. Well, guess what? It's time for you to become a patron at Patreon. Those who become patrons at Patreon will be helping to support the digitization of all these tapes and films.
You cross your fingers, you hold your heart. It's curtain time and away we go. Another opening of another show.
And those who are patrons will also get rewards like rare music recordings, rare programs, books, and much more. Also, if we reach our goal of $200 a month, PCJ Radio International will produce special programs that will be broadcast on shortwave for you. So come on now, show your support today, become a patron at Patreon. For more information, visit www.patreon.com/PCJ Radio.
Paramaribo, 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 Paramaribo.
Thank you.
The Metropole Orchestra with Penny Serenade from an album released by Radio Nederland many years ago. And of course, we took a listen to the Patreon promo about the programs that we have from Radio Nederland that are now available through there, especially for patrons. You find all the information. I'm not going to repeat it again. We just uploaded this past week another Happy Station show, a vintage Happy Station show from November 28th, 1971. The program is presented in English, Dutch, and Spanish and was recorded live in Studio 11. Let's take a little snippet, actually, and of that program and one of the musical selections from one of Tom's guests.
De España tengo que decir agua viva. Ahora también voy a despedirme porque después de esta canción vamos a hacer otra cosa. Muchísimas gracias por haber venido a Studio 11 y hasta la próxima vez. Solamente puedo decir chao.
Chao.
Hasta la próxima.
Bye.
Si he perdido la vida, el tiempo, todo lo que tiré como un anillo al agua. Si he perdido la voz en la maleza, me queda la palabra.
Me queda la palabra. Si he perdido la vida, si he perdido la voz. He perdido la vida, si he perdido la voz. Si he perdido la vida, si he perdido la voz. Si he perdido la vida, si he perdido la voz. Si he perdido la vida, si he perdido la voz. He perdido la voz.
Si he sufrido la sed, el hambre, todo lo que era mío y resultó ser nada. Si he segado las sombras en silencio, me queda la palabra.
Me queda la palabra. Si he sufrido la sed, si he segado las sombras, si he perdido la vida, si he perdido la voz. Si he cegado las sombras, si he perdido la palabra, si he perdido la voz, si he sufrido la sed, si he cegado las sombras, si he sufrido la sed.
Si abrí los labios para ver el rostro puro y terrible de mi patria, si abrí los labios hasta desgarrármelos, me queda la palabra.
Me queda la palabra. Si los labios abrí, si me enlaces de red, si he perdido la vida, si he perdido la voz, si he sufrido la sed, si he cegado la sombra, si me queda la palabra, si he perdido la voz, si he sufrido la sed, si he cegado la sombra, si los labios abrí. Si he perdido la vida, si he perdido la voz, si he sufrido la sed, si he cegado las sombras, si los labios abrí, si me los desgarré, si he perdido la palabra, si he perdido la voz, si he sufrido la sed, si he cegado las sombras, si los labios abrí. Me queda la palabra. Si he perdido la vida, si he perdido. Si he perdido la voz, si he sufrido la sed, si he cegado las sombras y los labios abrí.
An excerpt of the Happy Station show now available through our Patreon page that patrons will have an access to. Do go check it out. Patreon.com/PCJ Radio. And now for a seasonal reflection. Here's David Monson, who was with Belgian Foreign Radio.
How do I begin mailbag today? I should be inspired, but strangely enough, I'm not. No. What a confession to have to make. And the weather, absolutely perfect. Skies are blue. How's that for being original? The clouds don't look as if they contain a drop of moisture. Hail to thee, blithe spirit bird, thou never wet. Who said that? I think it was Shelley. Ode to a Skylark. Take down your anthologies of English verse. You might find it. Not quite sure which page. Just depends which anthology you're using. Anyhow, they don't look as though they contain a drop of moisture, the clouds do. They might just do so by this evening. Weather being what it is here in Central Europe. The pink spring blossom. That's also not very original. It's my night for being unoriginal. The pink spring blossom, apple, peach, or what you will, has been gently blown from the branches of the trees that line the avenue along which I drive to work each day. I said I'm not inspired. I'm not much inspired, perhaps, incarcerated in offices and studios. Unless, of course, the red light's on like it is now and I'm talking to you. Though my guess is that if the weather is anything like this where you are now, then you won't be indoors listening to radio. I mean, there are better things to do after all, aren't there? You'll be outside enjoying the glories. That's also very original. You'll be outside at the edge of the swimming pool, perhaps something cool in your hands, enjoying cool in your hands, or something rather hot. I don't know. Depends how you spend your afternoons, isn't it? Outside, at the edge of the swimming pool, something cool in your hands, enjoying nature. Seriously, I mean, who wouldn't want to spend a day like this out in the sun or taking long walks through the country? That's my personal preference. Just reacquainting yourself with the reawakening world of nature. It's getting increasingly difficult to do even that, mind you, in Central Europe or in Belgium today, though I believe that they're slowing down the pace of their suburban concretization. I like that, concretization. Strong. Or if it isn't concrete that they're sending skywards, then it's asphalt that they're covering green country with. More buildings for more people. More asphalt roads for more cars, and more cars for more scrap heaps. What an irony, you know, the 20th century enigma. You just can't get around it, can you? I wonder what some of those romantics of the last or the early part of the last century, like the Wordsworths, the Byrons, the Keatses, the Shelleys of this world, or once of this world, would have had to say about it all. Die a second death almost immediately before they'd said it, I should imagine. Still, we shouldn't dwell on the morbid side of a beautiful day. The sun shines down equally on the concrete and the trees, and both, in their own way, provide shelter when we need it. And one day, they'll think of a way of doing without trees altogether. They'll make them out of concrete as well, and even the dogs, in the end, won't know the difference. I mean, those anonymous men that spend their own lives shut up in laboratories, they'll think of a way to create the right effect, you know, the authentic, synthetic smell of the woods and the grass and the ground, and they'll even dream up a way of making dogs out of some synthetic material as well, just to complete the synthetic dreamland we're all marching towards.
The late David Monson, from the program that he did on Belgian Foreign Radio, Brussels Calling, with a seasonal reflection. Fun little piece, wasn't it? Anyway, we're going to end today with Kai Varner and his singers with Beg, Steal or Borrow. So until next time, friends, I'm Keith Parrot, wishing you well, saying so long, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, adios amigos, and sayonara.
You know I beg, steal or borrow. See you.